Kindness practice. For the following kindness practice, it's helpful to find a place where you can be quiet and undisturbed, and to position the body in a way that feels comfortable and also allows you to remain alert. It's quite difficult to generate feelings of kindness when the body is in pain. When practiced consistently, this guided meditation can be the source of great joy and generosity. As you're now listening to this recording, you've already done the hardest part, which is making the time and getting started. Now I invite you to surrender to the unfolding of the process, which is essentially a journey into the magnificence of your own heart. Let's begin by bringing your attention to the area around your physical heart, noticing how this area gently expands or fills when you breathe in, and how it relaxes when you breathe out. For a few breaths, imagine that you could inhale directly into the center of your chest, expanding the chest, lungs, and heart. Imagine that you could exhale directly from the center of your chest. Inhaling into the heart, exhaling out from the heart. After the third deep exhalation, gather your attention on the sensations of the breath in the chest, bringing extra gentleness to any tender feelings you might become aware of. As best you can, take the next few minutes to direct your attention to the sensations around the heart as you breathe. Whenever you notice the mind has wandered to thoughts, images, sounds, or sensations in other parts of the body, gently escort it back to the sensations in the chest as it rises with the in-breath and falls with the out-breath. Now, imagine yourself as a very young child, or an age that you can remember from your childhood. Like all children, you were innocent and hungry for love, wanting to do your best, and not always understanding what happened when you fell short of others' expectations. Imagine seeing this child version of yourself in front of you. What might you wish for this child? Do you naturally want this child to be happy, to be safe, to be loved and fulfilled? Allow any feelings of tenderness and appreciation toward the childhood you to permeate your heart. And then silently repeat these phrases to this image of yourself as a child. May you be happy. May you be loved. May you know peace and joy. Now bring to mind something that you appreciate about yourself. It could be something you did or a personal quality. If this is hard for you, imagine what a parent or a good friend might say about you. Take a moment to acknowledge this aspect of yourself. Allow any feelings of appreciation for yourself to permeate your heart, like a warm glow of light entering your heart. Offer yourself the warmth and generosity of your own friendship as you silently repeat these phrases, feeling free to alter the language if it helps you to connect with the feeling behind the words. May I be happy. May I give and receive all of the love that I need. May I know peace and joy. Now bring to mind someone you care about, such as a family member or a friend. Someone who naturally brings a smile to your face. Try to vividly feel his or her presence in front of you. Imagine seeing them through the eyes of your heart. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. In close relationships, there's often a history of conflict and complexity. But for now, as best you can, just notice any feelings of gratitude, affection, or warmth that you feel for your loved one. When you see them through the eyes of your heart, what do you wish for them? Silently repeating the following phrases in order to guide you into the source of goodwill in your own heart. May you be happy. May you give and receive all of the love that you need. May you know peace and joy. Now bring to mind someone you recognize but have no special sense of either closeness or conflict with. It could be a checker at the grocery store, or a barista at the coffee shop, or maybe someone you work with but don't know well. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Consider the fact that, just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. And imagine that, just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent or spouse, or dear friend to someone. Just like you, this person has goals and dreams. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute, and to be appreciated. And now hold a sense of this stranger as a whole human being with a life every bit as textured and nuanced as your own. Seeing them through the eyes of the heart, silently repeating, "May you be happy." May you give and receive all of the love that you need. May you know peace and joy. How does it feel to offer wishes of kindness and well-being to a stranger? And now bring to mind a person you have some difficulty or discomfort with. Maybe it's someone you don't get along with or feel in competition with. Maybe it's someone who's caused you harm. It's not necessary to choose the most difficult person in your life. In fact, it can be quite skillful to begin with minor irritations and slowly work your way up to the really challenging situations. Notice how you feel when you think about this person. Try seeing this challenging person through the eyes of the heart. Consider the possibility that, in the words of Marshall Rosenberg, all unskillful actions can be understood as tragic expressions of unmet needs. Now consider the fact that, just like you, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like you, this person has goals and dreams. Just like you, this person is an object of deep concern to someone. He or she is a child to someone, a parent or spouse, or dear friend to someone. Just like you, this person wants to love and be loved, to contribute, and to be appreciated. Remember that it's possible to wish someone well without forgiving their actions or reconciling with them. Bearing all this in mind, silently repeat these phrases, focusing on the human being rather than the story of what they did to you. May you be happy. May you give and receive all of the love that you need. May you know peace and joy. How does it feel to offer wishes of kindness and well-being to a challenging person in your life? And now contemplate this thought. My life is supported in many ways, big and small, by countless other people, including those I consider to be friends or strangers, and even by those with whom I experience conflict. For all of us, in ways we'll never truly know, our lives are supported by countless others. And now consider that in ways you may never know, you too play the same supportive role in the lives of countless others. Let your mind abide for a moment in this awareness of deep appreciation and interconnectedness. And now continue to expand the scope of your awareness to all those around you, imagining that your heart is like an energy field that can expand in all directions, wider and wider, to include everyone who lives in your state, on your continent, and on this planet. Letting feelings of care and kindness extend to those who are suffering and to those who are happy, to those who are old and perhaps dying in this very moment, and to those just being born with their whole lives ahead of them, to those with great wealth, and to those barely scraping by, appreciating this great mysterious web of life that connects us all and the fundamental aspirations we share with all beings. Silently extending the following phrases as an offering to all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings give and receive all of the love that they need. May all beings know peace and joy. Rest for a moment in this state of open-hearted, open-minded kindness. Welcome any sense of peace and happiness that this practice might bring to your body and mind. Let's conclude this meditation by dedicating your positive effort to the peace and well-being of everyone throughout the world, including yourself. Know that just as you're practicing to deepen and broaden your capacity for kindness, countless others are extending their own kindness and goodwill toward you. May you bring forward into your day any feelings of kindness and warmth that were generated through this practice, for your own benefit and for the benefit of all those around you.